We are now.
So, yeah, episode 4, innit?
Here we are.
Mike, check.
1, 2. Yo, 1, 2, 3.
People must think we're going to sing, you know, at the start of every episode, but you're not going to get it this time. You're not going to get my beautiful voice. Innit, Arvin?
I might just do a solo.
A solo? Mm-hmm. You were always... You're that Michael, though, in the group. You could break out, for real. No, it's all right. It's all right. Just admit it.
I don't know. I'm not going to do it.
Arvin, you have a voice of, like, silk, and just use it. Any girl out there that wants Arvin... Oh, you see now, man, one knocked the door. One sec. Talk to the listeners, man.
Hello, listeners. Hi, everyone. And here come the other two podcasters late.
It actually wasn't mine.
Okay.
So whose fault was it then?
Now, obviously, you know when I sent you the message?
Yeah.
I was ready. After that was just... But I didn't like...
Who are you going to believe?
But I was eating
it. We started, you know?
We started already.
Yeah.
I was eating food. We've literally just...
As per usual.
But you wasn't ready, so it was calm.
We was ready.
What time did Alvin get here?
Alvin got here at
25 past.
Yeah, 25 past, bro.
But you didn't say you're here, because you say you're going to come at 25 past.
Yeah, but you know what? You know why they're bad, Mike? Because they didn't believe in you. That's
I know. Oh, they didn't. That's doubting me.
I have every right not to.
No, it's true.
How many times?
Fair enough.
Last time when I came here, how long was it?
I'm borrowing that jacket still. Where's my jacket, actually?
Where did you bring it?
I brought it.
Now we're joking. We've literally been rolling for a minute after he called you. Then we started.
Yeah, it's recording now. Yeah.
Now, but obviously, last time, yeah, I was waiting an hour.
Shut up, man. Yeah.
I was waiting a whole
sexy
hour
in the building.
So you know.
Wait, run that again.
It has to be me.
Sexy in the building. Shut up, Justin.
Come on, I can't.
Justin came up in his light up jacket.
It is a wavy jacket then. What's it called? Reflective?
Yeah, reflective.
Oh, my hair smells of food.
For all you dirty people out there that ain't washed it yet.
You nasty.
Need to wash it.
I love that meme. You nasty. I don't even know where it comes from.
What?
I can't remember.
You nasty.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. It's something like That's So Raven, maybe?
Yeah, that's
it.
I've never seen the show, but I know who plays
that. You've never?
I swear down on this.
Seriously?
She's the woman on... The only reason I know who she is because she's Cosby on The View.
Show. Can't speak.
And I was like, who is she? So I thought, I traced it back.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you didn't know That's So Raven?
Honestly, that was the only show my mom used to let me watch when I was younger.
I didn't have Sky, so
because
it
was the only black show on Disney Channel.
I had five channels.
Was it?
Was like it, around it? What the black shows were there?
Keenan and Kel.
That's Nickelodeon.
Oh, was it?
What else was on?
See? How much
I know. On Disney Channel.
See, my mom wasn't a fan of Disney, innit? But she allowed Black So Raven. That's
Black So Raven.
Wow. Black So Raven. Oh my days. I'm messing up already.
You're messing up still. This is the real Talifa, guys.
No, I'm not even like this. Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast. Join myself, Alvin, Justin and Cameron here on another episode. Sit back and enjoy.
You know what's interesting? Let's have a guess where people have been listening, where we've had people listening to the podcast from.
But I know one of them.
Okay, go on.
England.
that's cheating.
That's not cheating. That's facts.
Yeah, England is one of them.
England. You got them.
Cheeky Island.
I'm getting them up now.
Cheeky Island, I reckon.
Ireland, yeah. That's true.
Can I do Irish? Ireland.
We've had some from Ireland.
Ireland. Nope, that was wrong.
We've had some from Ireland. We've had some listeners from Ireland.
Curtis.
Oh, no, I can't do
this. Trying to think of more from Love Island.
No, we're mocking more. We're mocking it now. Let's move on.
Yes.
That's the troubles, you know. We can't.
No.
It's Alvin that makes it worse. You know.
I'm sorry.
Mine was bad, but come on.
Mine was a bit. I went a bit political there.
No, we love Ireland people still.
Irish.
We love
Irish. We love the Irish.
Where else?
United Kingdom.
So United Kingdom.
United States of America.
Oh really? The US of the A.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
US of the
Ireland. Singapore, I'm not going to bother.
Singapore.
What do you mean not going to bother?
He's gonna try the accent.
No, allow it, allow it.
I can't do that. I don't even know what.
We won't do that.
South Africa or South Africa.
South Africa. That's very good.
Spain. You know why we can do that? Because
Alvin's. Listen.
Even if I was not South African, I'll do it. Even if I'm not South African, I would have done it. I do accents which I know how to do. I can't do a Singapore accent, so I'm not gonna bother.
I don't even know.
But if I could do a Singapore
Let's
accent,
leave
I would.
No, what are the people from Singapore? What are the Singapore people called? Like, what's you know, you have Irish from Ireland. Oh. What's Singaporean?
Singaporean.
He's gonna research it. You're gonna make it.
I don't
research?
Know. I have no. I'll
research.
Don't you dare Google that.
I'm not
you,
gonna.
You tell us other. Tell us other countries. We're international.
Oh,
international.
Those are all the countries I've found so far. Oh, there's some that are not on here, but they're on like Austria.
Come on now.
Estonia. Can you believe?
Wow.
Yeah.
Of all places, Estonia. Shout out to my friends in Estonia.
Been there. Went backpacking in college.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Did you? Okay. No. I really brought into that.
I've got a friend who lives there. Weird. Yeah, I've got a friend who lives in Lithuania. I need to get him to listen as well.
Lithuania, bro.
But I met him at university, so like...
Is that like near Russia? Is it like East...
Lithuania?
East
yeah, it's...
Geography skills.
I swear
it is. Oh my days, first from Singapore, it's called a Singaporean. I was actually right.
Wow.
I was correct.
Okay, you're not having such a bad day after all.
I've redeemed myself. So, we're going to play a game.
Go on.
Would you rather?
Ooh, snap.
I
actually shook, you know.
Yeah, I was scared.
I can't lie, because it's the first one, I don't want to be too mean.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean?
Cool.
Not going to be too, you know.
But
there's going to be other times, you know what I mean? Got to... introduce the listeners. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
First question. Would you rather snitch on your best friend for a crime they committed or go to jail for the crime they committed?
Yes, snitch. Listen, I'm going to be honest.
It's a sticky one still.
It's a sticky question, or I won't even lie to you.
I don't know still.
Depending on the friend.
Yeah, depends how
this
much time
is your
it is.
Best friend. Best friend.
Ooh. If it's for something that he, like, absolutely, I know he didn't commit.
I said, do you not listen? For a crime they committed or go to jail for the crime they committed. So either you snitch on them for the crime they committed or you go to jail. They have done it.
Well, if...
They even told you they're going to do it beforehand. They done it.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the crime.
What? Really?
Okay.
Yeah, because...
Okay, GBH. You're similar height, similar
harm.
Build.
Wait, is that what... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're similar height, similar build, same skin tone.
I don't want my bottom to get touched. So.
Well, there's that.
I think that's. I feel like that's less likely in the UK.
What? Huh?
So I personally feel like that might be less likely in the UK.
What, like someone grabbing
the prison stories that I've read.
I don't want to be in prison.
Committed certain crimes.
To be in prison.
Same.
So you're snitching.
I didn't say that.
That's what sort of safety.
What are you doing?
I honestly don't know.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I ain't going to jail. Can you imagine me in jail?
I would not last. In the full jumpsuit.
Like, the colour don't even compliment. I'll be moving.
Yeah. So the colour doesn't compliment.
And in my current state, because I have my wig, I mean,
I'll
really have prison... cameras. I can't look like
they won't even be finished.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll be halfway done.
I wouldn't want to be a snitch, but I physically cannot, because this is the thing. I go to prison, it's gonna affect my life now.
Yes,
am I gonna get a job afterwards? Because my friend hopefully is not committing more crimes whilst they've gone, because
that's why she can't go to prison, because she flinches.
Like, because unless they're going to get me, unless my friend's going to get me, like, a job in when I come out or something.
Yeah.
Nah, it's true still.
Like, obviously, I love my best friend, but...
It's a good thing that I don't have a best friend still, so I'm snitching.
Okay, if you did have a best friend. Listen.
If I did have a best friend.
I feel like it wouldn't change.
That's no DBS for life, you know. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what am I doing afterwards?
Yo, how you gonna work with children in church?
It's hard out here, man. I can't. I would. Everyone knows. I would not last in jail. Fire,
the testimony be fire.
It's not about testimony. Like,
testimony ain't get me a job.
I'm telling my friend, look, either you're telling the police or I am. It's one of us. But the police.
I ain't telling police. I go ahead and be able to be police.
Nah,
but like,
as in, like, yo, you being arrested. Nah. I'm not being mistaken. I'm like, look, as a best friend,
I'll do the top boy thing. I'll do the top boy thing. I'll just set them up. Because they did it anyway, so they deserve it.
Fair. Yeah, you don't really need to snitch, do you?
No, I'll just set them up, bro.
You know what I'll do?
I think that's worse.
I'll just say.
Luckily, all of my friends are law-abiding citizens.
Hey. Same.
Allegedly.
Don't say that. I'm a black man, you know.
What's the next one?
Would you rather be married to a 10 out of 10 with a bad personality or a 6 out of 10 with an amazing personality?
6 out of 10 with an amazing personality. No question.
Justin?
10 with a... No, I'm joking. 6. Okay, that's a lie still, because how attracted is she? See, yeah. there's many questions.
All right, can we establish what a 6 is?
Yeah.
I mean... What would you guys rate a 6 personally? Okay. Do not pick. Don't pick someone that's
mad.
A celebrity or something.
Say
something, because I want you to beef it out. Because I want to know what you guys.
I'm intrigued.
What guys you would rate as a 6?
Is a 6? I'm trying to think.
To me, a 6. 1. 6
is
just rate.
Just over. Over the pass mark. Because pass mark is 50.
I'm gonna say this. For me, I have seen. Girls,
I'm just looking around at
who are very attractive. That's all I'm gonna say. Very attractive.
So 10 out of 10.
As in, we could say 10 out of 10.
Can we?
I'm just gonna say very attractive. I've seen girls who are very attractive.
Go on.
So are you landing who, there?
When they have done certain things, as in like, and for me, for me it's personality. 6 out of 10, and great personality. Because like when they've done something, like I've seen them. Bad talk someone or mistreat someone or something down. Like that.
It just makes them look ugly.
In my mind, boom.
It's like you were a 10. Just,
it does like
and
it,
now you're 4.
Yeah. It doesn't even. I don't even know if it doesn't. Rating doesn't change. All of a sudden, you're like, hang on. But then I've seen people who are like, the old word could be plain. Let's say
plain Jane.
I don't even want to say that because like, yo,
trying to think of a person.
Listen, don't send to me. I'm answering the question. So anyone who's listening, I'm just answering the question.
Hey, you know what?
But yeah, they do something really nice and really kind.
Justin did.
I know, Justin.
Go on, Justin.
We're exposing Justin, though.
Go on. I've answered.
Okay, who would be your 6 out of 10, celebrity-wise? You see, I would say, obviously they're like a person who have been kind of, they're on TV and all of that, so I would say, you know.
Yeah.
She's a 6 out of 10 to me. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, personality. Got personality all of the year.
So. Yeah, all of the above. She's a 6 out of 10. But then, right. 10 out of 10 now. He looks good.
I say Megan Good for me.
Nah, but even then, I don't really like her like that.
For me, celebrity-wise, Alicia Keys.
And mine's Gabrielle Union. I am Alicia Keys. In love with that woman.
Cynthia Erivo.
I think the dimples as well.
But I wouldn't even go for the. I wouldn't go for the 6 out of 10 personally.
You go for 10 out of 10 and the bad personality. Really?
I want to go for
no.
Though.
I'm telling you why. Long term wise, you.
Now, obviously, long term, I'll go for the 6.
Yeah.
But like,
Cynthia Erivo.
This is about marriage.
Oh,
the question: would you be rather be married?
Yeah.
Oh,
Cynthia Erivo. Long thing. Well, I hope so. Unless you want to.
I'd rather stay single.
That's not how would you rather work.
Just because the 6 out of 10 would I rather, but I would rather stay single.
So you wouldn't want to be with a 6 out of 10?
Nah, because you would even have to be 8. That's attraction for me.
Nah, you know what?
Attraction mainly in... Do you find attraction mainly in appearance?
Nah.
Appearance and other things also. Appearance just ties it all together. Is the cherry on top.
Two things. I separate attraction from someone who turns you on or out. Like, to me,
okay, there's two. Not even. I don't mean turn you on, because obviously, like, that's... I mean, a guy could have sex with anything. Oh, yeah. Realistically, it's true. A guy could have sex with anything. Here, but like, it's to leave by it. But yeah, but now anyone could basically like float your boat. Yeah, I mean, if you just want it. But obviously, like, sure. I mean, like long termly.
Yeah.
I would have to be attracted to you every day I wake up. I have to see that, like, oof. I have to see that attraction.
Wig on, wig off, anything, literally.
I agree, but I disagree because I can be attracted to people's personality as well. Yeah. Nah. I am a face, like, man. Yeah. Nah. If your face isn't right,
Yeah, exactly.
See, but then, like,
I'm not like, you see how certain men are like, boom, like, they like a huge bottom, or they like huge breasts or whatever. Yeah,
you see, a huge ass is good.
I'm a face, man.
Nah,
if your face is not doing it for me, we can just cut off this whole conversation right now.
It's very true. Like, that's the same with me, but like a good ass and everything, that's not realistic to me, because like that could go down, that could go saggy in a couple years time, you know what I mean?
No.
It could be plump now, and then like
you have to replace it after 10 years and that.
Not even replace, but like it just gets droopy. Like, naturally.
What do you think, Talitha?
What? Yeah, Talitha. You know what I'm
saying? You're about to get away with it.
Nah, for marriage, I can't be someone who's got a bad personality. So then,
set for the six.
I'll have the six, because the bad personality is what I'm thinking. My kids as well. So if they're now influenced by that bad personality, then my whole household is just dead.
Nah,
apart from me.
So why can't man stay single then?
The reality is both people... like change
in a relationship,
like, let us not lie, do you know what I mean? Like, you look at your mum or your dad when they were younger and look at them now. Of course they look sweet, them still look a bit sweet now, but they're not the same sweetness. You know what I mean?
I think with girls it's also different.
I think with a guy it's
you have to be like a good 7.5 in my head. That includes attractive and things.
I can't even think of someone who had a rate of 6. I can't lie to you. That's my issue.
Next question. if there is one.
Oh, wait.
We'll just go to the last one.
I've got some in. Let's see. I'll do the last one. Let me think of a good one. Okay. It's another lovely one, but it's not too lovely. Would you rather spend 2 years with your soulmate only to have them die and you never love again, or spend your life with someone nice you settled for?
Spend my life with someone nice that I settled for. That's really? The only one I quite question. Soulmate 2 years, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
and then that's it, bro. I'm dying of like
I don't really believe in like that whole
soulmate thing.
Soulmate thing. Me, I think it's a Disney thing still.
Nah, it definitely is.
That's what I come with it really. Not saying that you can fall in love with anyone, but what I am saying is that like it depends. If you're in China, the likelihood is more time gonna meet someone.
You say what you're laughing at, and I say what I'm laughing at.
I can't really say. In fact, I have to edit something which gave a clue to what I'm laughing at.
What?
I said really? Something, and I was like, nah, I can't actually say that. I said something like, I shouldn't have said that.
I didn't even hear what you said.
It's mad because everyone knows what Alvin will be talking about. So,
so that's why it's going on.
I don't get it. Stay.
Yeah, but I can't do that whole.
Me personally, like, I don't believe in a 2 years thing, because then like to have my obviously a soulmate for 2 years, that's literally not long enough. And then like just to like have my heart broken, who knows, I might die of heartbreak. I'm not weak like that, but you never know. It's a possibility. That's true. How's my dad of heartbreak?
That's toxic.
My dad of heartbreak though.
Yeah, people die of heartbreak, bro. If it was you, if you feel like that person was like, yo, for you. Like,
nah, it's true, bro, but like, yeah, I feel like, I feel like, I feel like I wouldn't, I feel like I wouldn't want that, though, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't want
that's
that.
That's a very strong conviction.
I don't want that thing, oof, that whole, oof.
That's what it is, a conviction, fam.
Literally.
You built up a covenant with that person, fam.
Literally. And then married for just 2 years, bro. That's madness.
You can trap a baby in that.
Trap a baby.
Get a baby out in that time. Get two if you want. Pop, pop.
Nah.
But I was gonna say, I agree with Cameron that I don't believe that there's only one person for you, because time and place, situation. People would say right person, wrong time. Do you know what I mean? So if the situation were different, you probably would be that person. People say who you marry at 20 is not the next necessarily the person you'd marry when you're 30, because you got different things. You hear all the time. So I actually.
It's true.
I believe that God places people together 110%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that, because obviously we're all making choices all the time, innit? So it does affect who we will slash will not end up with. So it's like, yeah.
Plus, if you're in Australia, how are you gonna? Well, you could meet someone in Brom, but like, the odds of it is like very slim, isn't
it? If it just so happens that your soulmate is in Australia.
Nah, bro, you're 24. I'm not linking no one in.
Oh, you mean long distance?
Nah, yeah, long distance. That's long, bro.
Yeah, but what? Yeah. Imagine I go on holiday. No, let's not put myself in that situation. Imagine you go on holiday, and you're there for 2 months. Not even a holiday. You're there for a while.
You see a girl meet there. Someone,
and like you guys hit it off.
I'm bringing them back with me, bro.
Sneak
them across border lines.
One of my friends has a relationship with a guy who she met on holiday, and they're still going. They met
Hold tight,
3 years ago.
No, it can happen.
They're doing long distance, as in like not even the same continent.
Wow. So do they track like every 6 months or so?
Yeah.
God bless them.
But there's a certain degree.
Cheating.
Distance makes the heart grow.
Do not wish them sort of things.
Camera's evil, you know. Camera's evil.
I was going to say, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
It's not for me.
It can.
Not for
it
me
can,
personally.
Like, especially if it you're writing
too much distance.
Oh.
Letters.
Yeah.
Bro, a letter will take me 2 weeks.
I know I used to write letters. Not girls, to guys. That's
girls like, love letters though. Like, yeah. I feel like girls love
letters. I'll write a letter. I'd write a letter.
I'd love to write a letter now.
Like calligraphy, bro.
I'm gonna write a letter.
Because then you look back at them and
exactly, you have the evidence
response as well. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my heart is betwixt.
You might sound hella moist right now, but
is it bewitched?
Yeah. Betwixt means between. There's an old English word for between.
Yeah, I'll be between you.
If you don't want advice,
nothing between my soul and my savior.
If you don't want advice on how to write sonnets, go to Songs of Solomon.
Hey. Wow!
Now there's an episode for another day.
For another time.
Okay, what's the topic, guys? What are we talking about?
We're hitting up Daniel.
And I was thinking, we're hitting up Daniel, isn't it? Really? Don't know what I was thinking.
My mouth is just...
What do you mean?
Filthy.
Oh, whoa. Man. I just got it.
Like, I need to stop. I'm not even saying anything. The thought comes into my head.
The worst.
Just cheeky one line, isn't it? Yeah. You know you have a cheeky one line. Yeah. You want to drop it.
But it's not drop real. It. Drop it like a mixtape. Go on.
I'm not doing it.
Drop that heat.
I'm not dating mind anything, but it's just like... You know, it's these kids.
These kids?
Yeah.
I used to be.
That...
So bad.
These teenagers, because they drop one liners all the time. I want to laugh. I'm like, you guys are immature. Stop. But I'm low key like, that's a sick one still. One kid moved to me today with the alphabet.
My life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
stayed for A to Z. He got you
where he wanted you.
He got
you. He stayed. Man said he's going to use that on someone and be like, yo, I got you.
Like, yeah. I said, you will go far.
Man said, this is...
You will go far. Yes, Evan.
Man said, this is practice, bro.
I want to know. I can't lie.
Man. I only the first three.
A man's running simulations in school, you know, like...
A was amazing. B was beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
I thought he was better than that.
He's in year seven, guys.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'll put I and you together. What that kind of thing.
Whoa.
He did the classic, you know.
Have you not heard that one?
No.
He did the 25 letters in the alphabet.
Valentine's is coming up. You can't be using them type of lines, but those are outdated.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man said beast. You guys are missing cuddle season.
Yeah. Coughing season. Yeah. We're kind of coming out of coughing season. Yeah,
it's starting to get warmer.
And we're going into build the body for summer.
Yeah.
And rent a bay for Valentine's Day. I won't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
Lucky.
So I ain't renting no bay. Can't waste my money.
Well, there's that, Daniel.
Daniel, let's go.
Anywho.
Yeah. So mom was thinking about Daniel and whatever. But I've been thinking about, in terms of like, it's like the new year, and it's that type of time, especially, I know for like Christians, especially like, new year, new me, my body count was 1,000 last year, and now I want to pray to God this year.
Reset it to zero.
Why the camera have to go dead?
Anyway, let me know.
It's not always about body count. Sometimes, you know. Yeah. Anyway, boom.
Catch your body.
But yeah, so we're looking to like start the new year off with like devotionals, but like, It's one of them ones like, where do you start? Like, what is a devotional? Like,
what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. What's the point? So I just kind of wanted to get everyone's like experiences of like devotionals and stuff. Like I know for like my experience is very like choppy or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. What's everyone's?
What do you mean by choppy?
It's like stop and start, but the stops are longer than the starts.
let's keep it real.
That's true. Same. Yeah.
So what's everyone else saying?
It's funny because I feel like I went through a period last year.
Mercy.
And a bit of the year before that, because obviously I started using the U version at more. And I went through a period of time where it was just like, you know when you're like playing a game and you want to get a high score? That was me in terms of the Bible app. So it was like my streak was strong. Oh my day. So yeah, it was last year. So yeah,
I remember
I got to 270. I know the I know the number. I got to 278.
When was this?
So this was in last year June.
Oh, okay. So this is before the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not the only person who's doing that. So there are other people who are doing this and talking about streaks.
I have a memory of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I broke the podcast. I broke the streak. I broke the streak when I was traveling to the Caribbean. Vex.
Was that 278?
When she was playing Follow the Leader.
And I traveled on
the comment was strong, you know.
I was so vexed. I missed my streak. But then after that one day, I was back on it.
Yeah. So what's the streak now?
So basically, for 2018, my streak was 360.
Remember when 2020?
What did I say?
You said 2018.
Sorry, 2019.
Okay.
My streak was 363 out of 365 days. So only 2 days of the year I was not in the app. I was so gassed. And then, so now my streak had restarted. So I was like 152. Then guess what happened?
Oh no.
Last week, Sabbath.
Oh dear.
Trying to see my
didn't open my Bible.
Did you open a physical one?
No. Didn't open my Bible. And then I remembered at like 1 a.m. I was my streak again. So now my streak is on probably like 7 now or something. No, it's not even on 7. It was only last week. So it's only a couple of days. And yeah, but I've realized that Talitha, it's not about the streaks. It's about like the quality of the time you're spending with God, not the quantity. Because I won't even lie to you. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me just open the app real quick. That's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be like, oh, I'll read it later.
Yeah, then you don't go back to
and
it.
And then you don't. So it's now it's like, I actually like set time. So because before I used to be like, oh yeah, I have to be in the morning, like when I first wake up. Then I realized I don't even remember what I'm reading because I'm actually still sleepy. Like my prayers, I'm like, I'm falling asleep in my prayer, like I don't even know what I'm saying.
Do you
do your devotional or when you're doing that and you realize that you would you be doing your devotional in bed or had you gotten up?
I do in bed, but I'd sit up in my bed, so okay. I thought that would be enough, but now what I do is either so instead of doing my devotion then shower, I'd shower first. Because then that actually wakes me up. Then I physically left my bed.
Yeah.
So then when I do my devotion, I'm either sat on my bed or desk or whatever. That I found that's really, really helped me now. Because before, mercy.
You asked me what my devotional was this morning. I won't be able to tell you.
I'd have to
go back.
Back and look.
I'd go back and look and then kind of like skim read it. And then,
really?
Yeah, because I don't know, I'm the same as Talitha, like, I'm not really good with mornings, like, I barely wake up for work, like, and especially because, like, a lot of the times when I was working as well, my work shifts would change a lot as well, innit? So I wouldn't really get a routine. So I remember at one point I had to get to work for something stupid, like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, yo, I'm definitely not doing no devotional.
Mm.
You get me? Like, it makes it so hard. Like, I know some old person's going to be like, yo, you should get up anyway.
Ooh, yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
5 o'clock.
Pray.
They do. That's what's crazy to me. They do.
They're different, though.
I remember this woman would call my... because they called the house phone. 5 a.m.
For what?
For prayer?
For devotional.
For prayer with my mom.
Get out of here, man. Wow. Get out of here.
Oh, my dad wanted it. Someone's answering the phone. Nah, it's not me.
Don't call me at 5 o'clock to pray with me.
I know someone that does that stuff.
Thing is, they're right. The crazy thing is, I personally think that they're right. Like,
I admire it.
Honestly. I feel like they're right to do it. I don't do it.
No, I'm not saying that they're not wrong to. I'm just saying, that is like for me right now.
Every morning as well.
Hard.
Madness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Every morning.
Could you
it's
do
not
it?
Like it's just. Right now, I couldn't, but I want to.
I do
want to
get to that stage.
Yeah, I want to get to it.
Because I keep thinking, it's very futuristic, but say, like, if God allows me to have children.
What, spaceships?
God allows me to have children, it's like, I know, like, my parents' prayers covered me differently. Do you know what I mean? So, I do need to fix up at some point.
Definitely. Why?
Do you need to fix up before
definitely.
You have
kids? That's what I'm saying. That's a shout, you know.
See what I mean? Because it's just like...
Crazy. That's actually a shout. Like, the amount of prayers that we get, like, as we're, like, so young and our parents are praying for us. It's like, yo, some parents now don't even cover their kids. It's crazy.
Like, on their knees, interceding. Do you know what I mean? So it's
literally
like...
Literally, deep it...
I am. It's mad. I'm silent.
Can you imagine, like, when you're sleeping, your parents is coming. Like,
I'm glad you said that to
me. I know my mom. I catch my mom still now on her knees. And then.
It's true.
And I'm like, after she finished, I was just like, you pray for me. And she's like, I was like, that's been there for so long. And then she was like, yeah, that's what my mom needs for time.
I haven't really asked my mom whether she prays for me or not, but I know she more time does. Yeah. And, every time, like, I might walk downstairs or something, because sometimes she may work from home, and then, like, she will have, like, the Bible next to her or something like that. So, like, or, like, a lesson study next to her. So I know that, like, some spiritual interaction's gone on before I've even left the house, innit?
This is the thing. It's powerful.
Spiritual interaction.
No, it's true, spiritual it's interaction, bro.
You mentioned Sabbath school.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Like, when we, like... Well, what do you do for your devotional?
Over the years, it's changed, innit? I actually used to, I still have the book, innit? And, like, I used to, like, write Bible verses and stuff like that, innit?
Mm.
And, like, kind of, like, annotate them and stuff like that when I was feeling really spiritual.
Mercy. Where's my love?
We'll be there, it's okay.
Yeah, but, I stopped that. But I do it when innit. Mm. Now I found that YouVision thing. But it makes me think, right, why am I... Sometimes the beliefs in there sometimes are a bit... you have to be a bit vigilant because they're a bit fugazi sometimes, innit? Yeah.
They're a bit what?
Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, they can be a bit wobbly sometimes.
But you have to watch, not what you necessarily believe
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it would be like, for example, like the main thing, boom, Sabbath, which is quite a bait one, but there's obviously more subtle ones that I've picked up on, innit? So you do have to be kind of, you do have to be careful with those.
With regards to life and death.
I had one that described Jesus. It was like a, it's going to make it sound so moist. I'm not going to say the title of it, but basically it described Jesus. And he was like, Jesus with a leather vest.
Oh my gosh.
With sleeves, like tattoos. Whole thing to my Jesus, my Jesus, he ain't got no sleeves.
Jesus don't have sleeves.
I'm like,
but Jesus got sleeves, fam. I mean, oh, not tattoo sleeves.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking close sleeves.
No, I said full. They said a full.
A full.
That's
how they.
Full arms of tattoos.
What was the point of describing
they're
Jesus
just describing what, like Jesus in terms of like. I want to say the topic. It was devotion about relationships, but more about Christ and the church. That's what the angle was. But obviously, the title of it was like.
I think when they do that, it's obviously trying to make it like relatable.
I know, I know.
It's obviously trying to make it relatable.
I know.
And obviously, you know what it is. You know what it is. That platform is good.
Yeah.
It's like it's a sick platform
because it's a sick idea.
No, it's a sick platform because
it's like Bible Instagram.
Like if again, this like
is what I call it.
Like we have some not saying all our platforms are dry, but most of them are dry. No. You get me? So
of course they are.
No, like, no, no. Like they are. They
like
don't.
Which ones,
bro? Like
okay, which ones? Come on, I agree with you.
Like,
can you say certain ones?
Go on.
I can say it.
Like most of our Sabbath school lessons, like boom, I'll take you back to my devotional life now, yeah. The real time Sabbath school.
Not real time.
Ones.
Okay, that's dead.
But
yeah,
they are dead.
Sorry.
It was dead, bro.
I like that one.
they're dead.
Wait, it's real time. Obviously. That's when you're like a teenager.
Yeah.
You're a teenager.
Do you remember it? It was the one where you could take that and it was like a poster.
I love that one.
But you know why I didn't like those ones?
Why didn't
I
like
those ones? Because those ones were very repeaty. Like, you take, like, but every 6 weeks I'd hear the same story, bro.
Also,
David and Goliath.
I didn't learn.
Again.
I didn't learn.
Anything.
I can't lie, I did
advance to Cornerstone.
Well, yeah, quickly. Exactly.
Early. I was a bloomer.
I missed
you know, a spiritual bloomer. Because I can't like the real time. I get what you mean. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It wasn't quite getting to the core, the nitty gritty that I needed.
The nitty gritty.
For
youth in Birmingham, or for just youth in general, I feel like it again speaks to
Singapore,
wherever. Like it targets a certain type of youth that maybe is probably a bit. More, I just feel like at that age, depending on what type of youth you're exposed to a bit more. So when you're reading about these, it doesn't bring it to life. Like even the U Vision ones, like they don't. It's not saying to be like raunchy in it or whatever, but just be real about label topics that are like just a bit more like relevant.
But do you know what I like? So for me, I jumped Cornerstone. I don't want to say, like, I was doing the adult one. I kind of missed Cornerstone. Because Cornerstone was similar to the adult one.
But it wasn't,
like, there were things I was like, because at home, we would study. We would study the adult one. And then we'd go to Cornerstone. It was a bit different.
Yeah, the light's on. The light's on.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't plug it in. Don't look at my electricity like that, bro. How dare you, bro?
I'm dead.
Oh my heart.
Man thought this was like yard, you know.
I'm in the ghetto.
I'm in the ghetto.
I want to know the full context of that.
Because he was in the ghetto and he was hearing gunshots and he was like, yeah, he's that guy. He's like,
is he an Instagrammer?
No, he's TikTok. He's TikTok.
Just a random person.
It's for the young people.
I never understood TikTok, not the 25s and overs. I've tried to understand TikTok. I can't.
Nah, TikTok.
And I never thought
TikTok's
never
just thought, basically a video editing thing, bro.
Yeah, but like some of the stuff on there is like some of the stuff is good and it's funny.
Yeah, but it's like Periscope. Periscope
is it like
was
Vine?
Periscope was a dirty place, bro.
Oh, was it?
I can't lie. I was popular on Periscope. Me and my girls in Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
In Liverpool.
Was Periscope?
But we know. Periscope was a mad place.
Yeah, it was mad.
Bro, I saw on Periscope on a regular basis, bro. Not saying that I was on there to see, but like.
What is Periscope?
It was like a live video chat, basically.
You see people getting shot on Periscope.
And then you could log in, like you can view someone and what they were doing. Anything.
Is it like live?
Literally, we could be here now and then just Periscope this whole session on it. We need to be getting back to the conversation. That's what we need to be doing.
Oh, yeah. I was saying something about something.
Adult lesson.
Yeah. I'd learn a lot more from the adult lesson. I think that's all I'm saying.
Oh, you just started off with the adult lesson.
I think what's interesting with the adult lesson is that the language may not be accessible, but like in terms of realness, I think it's very real. Like the stories in there are unfiltered. Like, so for instance, I think what's interesting as well is that people are scared of being real when the Bible's like one of the most real books that ever was.
Yeah, I think people forget that story.
So I don't know.
But I just
people forget that teenagers have access to at their fingertips I mean, let's not give them the oxygen.
Yeah, but Pornhub's the most visited website on the planet.
Is it
really more than Wikipedia?
Bro, it's the most visited. It takes
said more than Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
It takes up half the internet's traffic, bro.
Really?
I swear on my life. I swear.
I really thought Wikipedia would be more than that.
But people don't want to search words, blood.
Anything you Google, you click on Wikipedia. Yeah.
No, like, bro.
I thought, like, say if I ask Google something on my phone, I say, "Hey Google."
But more
hey
people, more
like
people,
Siri, go straight to Wikipedia.
More people are doing this, mate.
So constantly, people.
There's a button.
South. Oh no, we're not.
YouTube, surely YouTube.
Nah, bro. YouTube's big, but
nah, YouTube has its own app,
bro.
Wow. Okay.
But Porno's got its own app as well. Fair play.
Yeah, because I thought, okay.
Fair play.
I think the less I say on this, the better.
Basically, yeah, same.
Ratatata.
Cut it all out.
Oh my day.
But yeah,
Devotional, guys. Devotional.
Yeah.
So
let's get into like why we've kind of.
What does devotional mean? I just have.
What is a devotional? What?
It's a way to get closer to God. A way to basically discover who God is for yourself and what the Bible says. Like for me personally, like I've done a couple of devotionals where that's still like the Holy Spirit to like get involved in what I'm doing. So obviously it's like not on my behalf, it's like on what God wants me to see. So obviously if there's something there that I need to see, it the Holy Spirit will point it out to me.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So yeah,
what's interesting is like, so obviously I just searched devotional Google and like,
did Wikipedia come up?
Voted.
Oh my days. But so when I clicked on what does it mean to do a devotional, it's interesting that they
highlight the spiritual aspect of it.
Not even that. They just highlighted devotion first. And obviously, if you think about what devotion is, or to be devoted to something. So it says if it's a feeling of loyalty, of love towards someone or something. So when you think of a devotional now, it's that loyalty, commitment and love to God through your time. And I've actually never thought of it
in that way.
In that way, because I just see, you say, I'm going to do devotional. Yeah, it's just like, yes, there's something I'm going to do, but it's actually what you're doing is actually demonstrating loyalty. And
yeah, it's because the word goes over
God.
Your head,
yeah,
and it, like,
does.
Literally, like
I just felt it. I was like, ooh,
were you devoted to recently, like a wife or something?
Who said something like, I realized that I was tithing my money, but I wasn't tithing my time. And she said that, I was like, because she goes, she calculated how much, like, she calculated in a week, how much time should I be spending with God? Because I'm not, like, and it seems, to me, it seems as though it's not a bad place to start, even though it seems like, oh, you're forcing it, and you're like, oh, shouldn't it be natural? But I think it's the same way. If you don't make time for your significant, you have to make time.
Like, okay, you can, for example, like, you can love a girlfriend, like, a lot. You could be your soulmate. But life just gets in the way. You have bills to pay, so you can't always pay complete attention to the stuff that you want. Kids are a great example,
because
some people spend more time working than actually seeing their kids. But it's not actually because they're not like devoted to their kids. They're so devoted to their kids that that's work is the way that they try and provide and stuff like that, isn't it? But yeah, when it comes to devotionals, like, it's important for us to reflect on how much time we are actually spending time with God. Because we find time for a lot of other stuff. Obviously, we have to work, we have to eat, we have to sleep. But we have to, if we do see our life with God in it, we have to spend time with God.
Definitely.
It is essential. And you do see differences when you spend time. Like, I know. So you know when you say you don't feel, you know, close to God or whatever, it is legit my own fault. It's not like, it's not really, most of the time it's actually not external things. it's like, Talitha, actually, if you just spent some time with God and actually communicate. Because, of course, they're not going to feel close to God because it's like, I don't even know what God's thinking. About. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, because he has not told me. I ain't even told him. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So we're not even in sync. Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to feel a certain type of way. So it's like, yeah. So it is just, and sometimes it's just, yeah, I think it does definitely go over our heads. Well, it definitely goes over mine. Mm-hmm. Many times it's just like,
yeah.
What time did I spend with God today? Like, I'm even thinking today, like.
Well.
I tried, you
well,
know.
Alvin.
No, I didn't try hard enough.
My devotion was 10 minutes this morning.
Yeah.
I think
listen, I didn't have a 10 minute.
I had those mini conversations that I have with God every day. But I didn't have a.
That's good though.
No,
I love those conversations with God. God's funny.
I didn't start my day with God. I can promise you, I didn't start my day with God.
Okay, but
first thing I did.
But you shouldn't. Okay,
first thing I did when I woke up was go on my phone.
Okay, you did it wrong still.
Second thing.
I do that. I started my day off with. I was scrolling, bro, hard.
Second thing I did was I had to email
Instagram.
Because you knew you was coming here, that's why.
Looked at my emails.
Wow. You know, no one's there.
All that.
Well, I know I'm going to come to the fucker.
So happy this one. Clean conscience, fresh mind.
Faker.
Oh my God.
Well, I missed
I'm
that
being
whole.
Attacked.
Who?
Me.
I missed all of that. Listen, oh, Talitha, I'm defending you, even though I don't know what the attack is. I'm defending you.
You are lost, bro.
I am.
No, he's not.
Anyway, what was
lost,
you saying?
I'm not lost. No, that's it. I was going to say, quit.
That was mad.
That was worse than the first.
That was mad. That was mad sound effects.
What?
Oh, bless you.
I'll go to Jay.
I need to see that.
So funny.
What Bible characters do we think of when we think of like devotions and stuff? Or
to be honest, I think we should think of all of them really, because all of them have like different lessons. Obviously, like, okay, all of them have different lessons, but like, it just depends on what you're going through in your situation, what you can find out to adapt into your life, or like, it could be the stuff that you might go through in the future that might that a character could define, like your life or define in your life. Like, for example, I had a stage where I was going through obviously a little madness.
Riotous living.
Mercy. I had a stage through that, and I was like, mad, let me read Songs of Solomon, because he was like
a riotous guy.
A riotous guy. So yeah. So Songs of Solomon, I was like, obviously a serious one for me. Daniel also. Cause like, it's good for youth, I reckon. Who else? There's literally many.
Why is Daniel good for youth?
Like, as in, obviously, it's just like obviously, the boys, mm-hmm. like, the, obviously, they were taken out of like their comfort zone and put into like another place. So obviously, for youth, it's like, as in me, I was taken from Birmingham and put into Buxton. Mm. When I deep it now, I was like, raw, like I was taken out of my comfort. Even not even just that.
I was taken out.
All of us went to Hopper Bell.
Mm. I was taken out of Birmingham. Hopper Bell. And put into Volvic.
What are they called, Buxton?
So dead joke, carry on.
Buxton's a water
dog. Cut that out, you know. Don't you dare cut
this
out.
Don't cut it out. Because
watch him, he's going to cut it out.
So he makes him look like
he's funny. You get me? So when girl listens to it, they're like, oh, Alvin, you're so funny.
So funny.
So funny, Alvin.
I'm just moving a laugh from somewhere else.
Tell that water joke again. Ra-ta-ta-ta.
I'm in the ghetto.
You see all this laugh here? It's being shifted.
See what I mean?
I was a waste when you go.
Now I'm lying. I'm going to leave it there.
All will be revealed.
Now, but even like coming out of Buxton, I mean, coming out of Harper Bell as well, like you basically put into like a real world situation. Mm. Like you're lots of surrounded with like family.
What's
Harper Bell? Upbringing.
What is
Harper? Oh yeah, Harper Bell's like, for that don't know, it's a Christian school, SDA, Seventh-day Adventist school. And obviously we learn like the teachings of God and education. God and education mixed together, all into one. Mm. And it's very, it's very, and it's a very, very good experience.
Yeah.
Mm. Shout out the new teachers there now. But anyway, and the old ones also. But yeah, I feel like, especially coming out of Papa Band, going into like a real world situation, it's like you just, your groups are basically like the king telling you that you have to do certain stuff. So obviously, like in your groups, you're basically learnt, you're basically put into other like situations. Like it could be, obviously, for one, no one really went to the chicken shop in Harper Bar. But obviously, after a while, you just like, when you go to secondary school, when you finish school, you just, it's a natural to, for everyone to get chips and chicken from Dixie's or Chicks or anything like that. Chicks was
Man had vegetarian
or Neelam's, literally. So obviously you're going from essentially vegetarian food straight to chicken. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
that's really an alphabet experience to Daniel, you know.
It's true. I deeped it yesterday. I was like,
standing for God. How many times were you challenged to stand for God in secondary school?
Literally.
Whereas in primary school,
it's a natural. It's natural.
You don't really have to stand. You don't have to really stand. That's the expectation. You just do it. But it's actually put to the test. That is, I like that, Justin. That's actually nice.
You're actually really smart, you know.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Someone needs to give.
Yeah, cause I when I was thinking about devotions and Bible characters and that, I was thinking of, I thought about Daniel.
What is it like? So, what does a devotional consist of? Like, when we say devotional, what are we doing?
A devotional is prayer.
Yeah,
it's reading, Christian, the Bible, and
music.
Yeah. Okay. I would say those are the three basic elements of a devotional. I wouldn't make it to prayer, reading the Bible, and music.
Okay.
Because I feel like those encompass everything. And that's why the next person that I'm about to say. So like David, for example.
Yeah.
Like the whole Psalms, in a sense, like I was probably just thinking about like before you like came. That's like a whole, you could see that as his devotional life played out in the Bible, because he has moments of like forgiveness or whatever, like he's pleading with God, he has moments of victory, and he has moments in so, he has bare moments, you know.
Psalm 51 is a moment.
David was a dirty guy, blood, you know what I mean? Riotous sometimes living.
I'm not gonna say that for sometimes.
You know what he did, fam?
I know what he did. I mean, yeah, that was
he
cool.
Did a mad thing.
He started off good,
but then he did riots. He started off in half a bowl.
It's true. Little shepherd boy.
It's so
ended
mad.
Up on Taui and that blood. You get me? Ended up on Love Island. You get me?
This week, I had no idea. Taui. Was it Taui or the Chelsea one? Some guy who goes like, the girl goes, why have you been disrespecting me?
Oh my God, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Go on, say it. Finish it. Go on, say it.
Finish it.
He goes, how can I respect you when you let me keep cheating on you?
Can you imagine?
What?
Can you imagine?
Sir.
Then
I was taken
back.
Really?
I rate that store.
Ladies, we need to raise our sons.
Fair play.
And our daughters.
And men, we need to raise our sons. Sisters, we need to raise our brothers.
He was rude, yeah? He was rude. Oh my gosh. But at the same time, I thought,
it was brutally honest, though, bro.
That's
honest,
so
bro.
Bro.
It was, to me, it was both.
When I saw like, it, I actually dropped my phone that. Because I did it.
Yeah, because bare females are triggered, bro.
I wasn't triggered.
Not saying you.
No, I was like you.
But I'm just
I
like,
so shocked.
If a guy says to me, I didn't know what I do.
What now? What can you do, bro? You're the one allowing him to do that.
The way the meme ends is him, is her swinging for him. I was like, wow, yeah.
Yeah. I must. Let me not say.
But I thought two things.
No, I will say, women, if you know your man is cheating,
fix up, man.
Leave.
Do something.
Leave. Actually, no. Pray.
Listen, if you're not,
if you know, if you're not married, leave.
But yeah, basically. Yeah, basically. Yeah. If you're not married, goodbye. Sis, you deserve better. Straight up.
That's mad.
Some of you don't, but. You know.
Oh my God!
That's another topic.
Don't need to edit that out.
For real,
we'll see how I feel.
Feeling a bit cheeky.
Mad.
Oh my days.
So devotional is sort of, if it was one word in my mind, the one word I'd use is like communicate, like communication, spending time, quality time with God. In one word, conversation for me.
Mine would be reflection.
What did you say?
Conversation.
Sorry. Conversation. What did you say, Salifa?
Reflection.
Reflection. Time.
Time.
Yeah.
Everyone has to give one
word.
Go on. One word.
I'll have to say effort then.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
It's a solid word. It's a solid
effort.
Word.
Effort. Yeah. In the mornings.
Is that, exactly.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oi, my head is rattled at 6 a.m., you know. I can't do anything at 6 a.m. Are you mad?
This is going to sound so... It's pillow talk. Like, at that time, it's pillow talk.
It's true.
I'm not chatting sense.
Man said you're giving God your sexy voice.
I like the idea of like showering, then doing it.
You have to give God your best, man. Come on.
I know that's why I started showering first and then doing my devotion, because it was ridiculous. How am I dropping to sleep in prayer?
I meant pillow talk because that's if people's that's it's that people's best. Then
oh right,
you have to give God your best.
Oh best. It was my best.
So what are we saying? Are we saying that? Because at one point I was doing my devotionals at night before I went to sleep. I just wasn't doing them in the mornings. Like, in terms of, like, my main time spending with God, innit? And I remember when I said this in a previous podcast, when I used to go prayer meeting or whatever, and I remember having a like, debate or whatever, and they were saying, like, oh, no, you must do it in the mornings. And I was like, nah. I basically said, nah, I'm doing
why,
it.
Why not in the morning? Or what do you think now?
I still think do it when... Not when it's most convenient. I see where people say you need to start a few days with God, but when it comes, some people just, I feel like, function better at nighttime, and their schedules allow for more nighttime stuff. So if for example you've come home from like a night shift, and what morning, you're asleep all morning and you're gonna wake up at 12. So that is essentially your morning, in a sense. So you do need to start your day off with God, but in terms of like my heavy reading and stuff like that, that took place at night.
I found that most comfortable. That's fine, because it's like you could just like wake up in the morning, you know, thank God for life. You could just pray, commit the day to God, essentially. And then spend your time, your study. I think that's fine. Because what I actually used to do was... have a devotion in the morning, which is probably like 5 minutes. And then in the evening, I'd do the Sabbath school lesson, which will take longer because I realised doing the Sabbath school thing in the morning...
It's true, yeah.
It's long, bro.
I'd hate to leave it and I don't understand it. Like, I do it in the morning and I'm like, I don't even understand. I need to study it. So I was like, you know, when I have more time, I have more time in the evening. So I'd do it after I'd eat my dinner.
For me, that's like, what I'd do. There's a period when, like, I still do it now, but like, there's... Obviously, there are peaks and troughs in life, and really, they ought to be. So, like last year, when I wasn't driving to work, I'd be catching the train to work every single morning.
Oh,
like,
so you got to do it then?
Yeah,
you see, that must have been so. Yeah, mean. But you see, when I was at school, I was when I was on the bus, that allowed me more time. But now I drive.
Yeah, it's just not. Thing,
it's but no even time. Driving, like, there's when I like. But so when I first when got it comes my to the Bible,
I prefer reading.
So for instance, I would listen to like.
You're gonna edit this out as well. Watch it.
No.
Waste, man. When you listen to this back, waste, man. You're a waste man for editing this out, man.
I'm gonna leave it in. Just for, so this whole am I a waste man? No, I've left it in. There you go. It's in the podcast. Anyway, I've listened to the Conflict of the Ages series twice, I think. And the last time I listened to it was during that trait, like catching the train. The other thing I'd listen to were sermons, like, and it'd be on certain topics and it'd be something that I'd be studying at the time.
Yeah.
So I'd listen to the sermon that's related to the study and And it would mean that the whole day would be... I'd see the whole day in the lens of the scriptures that were in that sermon and everything. And even when I was driving to work early on, that's what I'd be doing. Like, I would be doing that. And then for some reason, because you're... I don't know. For some reason, it changed. Like, I know why. But for some reason, I don't know why. It's because, like, when you're deeply in... Like, when you're really in need for God, you're... And even after that period, when you're like, you'll continue. Mm-hmm. But then there comes a time when you just go, mm-hmm. when you forget, like, you forget.
Well, it didn't happen to Daniel, though, again. Of course it didn't. When he, blood, when man
let's,
was...
Let's go proper into, you're going to say something, but let's go proper. Let's talk about Daniel proper.
All right, man, go on.
My
nah,
G.
You go on, you're going to say
oh,
something.
Oh, nah, because I was just going to say, that obviously, that story,
yeah,
like, in terms of the whole Lions Den thing and the periods like leading up to that, he was in constant communication with God, and he had been from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. It's not like he slumped off, but that's because he had a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's in terms of like Daniel, it reflects like a lot of like reminiscent of like the last days, isn't it? Because obviously, if we don't build up a routine now, then you're not gonna build up a routine when like you're in Babylon, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like, basically, just to condense down that story, obviously Daniel's in Babylon, under like that whole Babylonian rule or whatever, and there's basically
guy called King Nebuchadnezzar.
Guy called King Nebuchadnezzar, and there's basically a law passed to say that you can't worship anything.
Oh no! Okay, sorry, wrong king. Carry on.
Is it?
I was
wrong
thinking
king?
Earlier. No. I said the wrong king because I was thinking of a different period in time with Daniel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, wrong king.
I feel like you're talking. Is it Daniel 6?
Six. Okay. Yeah. So Daniel, he's obviously been in Babylon for a number of years, but they introduced this new law where you can't pray to nothing else other than this
king.
The king.
No one could bring the people could bring their petitions to no one but the king.
Okay. So that was the law, and basically Daniel went against this law, but he continued to pray in full view of everyone each morning.
That's a good word. He continued to.
Yeah, he continued to. Because he was always doing it. And I think that's obviously like, that in and of itself is a lesson to us that we need to be building up our routines from now, innit? So it don't get broken. So when you have kids, when you get married, or you go to buy that. When there's like stressful points in your life, innit? Like, I know when I was in like, especially like third year of uni, certain spiritual stuff can kind of fall to the wayside, innit? Because certain stuff becomes more important.
To the wayside.
No, it's true. But he continues to pray, whatever. There's people that are plotting against him and basically go to the king. The king has to uphold the law, even though he does like favor Daniel. Mm-hmm. And basically it ends up in him being thrown into the lion's pit with mad little cats and that.
And what's mad is, if you actually deep it, it's like, so this was the situation when Daniel prayed.
Yo.
So imagine what the situation would have been if he hadn't have prayed.
If he hadn't have prayed.
Because in my eyes, what he went through, it's kind of bad. Like, to be thrown into the den of lions.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
And you know what? Go on.
But it's like, and that was with prayer. It's like, if he didn't have
Luke's
that covering.
Name? What was that gorilla's name that went, and the child.
And got shot.
Yeah. And they shouldn't have shot him, man.
What? Say again.
What's his name? Or something?
Harambe. The gorilla fam. It's like that situation. But people had more sense. People are less sensory. Sorry.
Was the gorilla? It didn't look like it was going to kill the babe.
Bro.
But
the,
I would.
It dragged around.
The gorilla was just dragging him, bro.
Oh, did it?
Like a ride, bro. It's calm.
Yeah, now at that point, you're killing the child.
He deserved it, though. Like, yo, his mom told him no.
I know.
That's
a lesson. Listen, discipline your children.
I can't lie. I'm not saying the child deserved to die, but I can see why that situation occurred.
It's true.
No way my child is flipping. What? First of all, how my child cannot enter a little cage like that, you know?
Never.
No way.
I'm saying whatever happens, bro. It's his fault, but I told him not to go up there.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I'm holding my child's hand for one, so he's not even gonna.
Yeah, but also, your child must listen to you. You know, there's a term.
Those that won't hear will feel, fam.
Yo, and that kid nearly felt.
Nearly felt.
And listen, if they don't feel the rod, they might feel the gorilla's palm. That's what I'm saying.
You get me? But yeah, anyway. Yeah.
What's interesting to me is Daniel could have continued to pray, but shut whatever the curtains, shut the blinds, the window. He need not have prayed so publicly.
So publicly,
mm.
Like he could have thought to himself, hang on, okay, this law's been introduced. I still need to communicate with God.
Mm.
And yet he continues, like, as is his custom, he continues. He decides, well, this is how I pray.
So, yeah.
He gives them no excuse to think that he's altering his behavior.
Mm.
In fact, ultimately, he does not dishonor God. It's like...
it's like no compromise that he didn't...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example. It's like imagine I'm a parent. No, I'm going to flip it. Imagine I'm a child.
Mm-hmm.
And not even a child, I'm a teenager. I'm 17 years old. And my friends come round. And mum is in the living room. And I say to mum, oh, mum, can you come upstairs? And I was like, why? Oh, I've got my friends coming over. And she's like, okay. She goes upstairs. They're going to watch a film, whatever. Mum comes down to get a drink of water or to make people a drink of water. And I am embarrassed and say something like, I don't know. I say something that's like...
you're shaking
why,
like,
why are you here? I told you to upstairs.
Yeah. And like, so in that case, in that sense, I am
hiding something.
Sort of dishonoring, like, I'm like I don't want you to, yeah. And their listeners out here who are ashamed of their parents. Like, but all of us have obviously had those awkward moments where you're like,
never in my life.
No, not ashamed, but like, you've never had an awkward moment. Like,
never.
Seriously?
Never in my life. What awkward moment?
Like, where you're like, mate, one time.
I've been embarrassed. We were driving somewhere
and one of my parents went the wrong way round a roundabout. That's how I'm going to say
normal.
It.
That's normal.
Nah, I sank in deep into that seat. I was like, no, I didn't see
yo, okay.
Face.
I know someone that's done that. Yeah. Who is literally a guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, I've done this. I've done the exact same thing couple years later.
I've
done the exact. Yeah, but on purpose.
Yeah, but like I remember us just stopping on the roundabout, and there's another car behind us, and I just like swallow me up.
Bro, it's normal.
Bro, swallow me up. I know it's normal. Normal. It's normal. But imagine the crazy thing is.
No, it's not normal. we're not normalizing this.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. Because, the reason why I did it, because I remember back to the time when the person did it. So I was like, yo, if it was Coleman, he did it, so I could do it too.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it.
But intentionally. For me, it was like, there's like, I wanted the ground, like, imagine, but imagine, this is, imagine this is God who doesn't make, like, who doesn't, like, to be fair, he does take us down some weird roads, he doesn't take us down a wrong road. But imagine trying to shrink away from God, like trying to go, something's difficult. This king has said, only bring your petitions to me. Don't bring your petitions to anyone else. Bring them to me. And instead, I go, okay, you know what, God, I'm just going to hide you little for this little moment. I'm just, you know, that kind of thing. And he does not do that. He does do that.
Because God would have blocked those. Okay, I hear that. Because God would have blocked those blessings if people would have found out. Because people were still after him anyway. So if people would have found out it's like kind of closed, God would have been like, but you still hid me.
And what's the craziest thing I found about that story, and this doesn't have to do with devotionals, but it's like they try to find fault with him and they can't. So with all his work, they're trying to see, imagine, so he's a... what is he? He's an official of the state.
Yeah.
They're trying to find... this is a politician. Let's find some dirt on Daniel. They find no dirt on Daniel. So they have to create a law where they prevent him from worshipping his God, doing a good thing. So they create a law that has to do with him doing a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. But
in any case... anyway, yeah. So Daniel ends up in a lion's den. And what happens in the lion's den?
Man's praying in the lion's den now.
Is he there for?
I swear, does an angel come?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the angel of the Lord. Basically, the lions just don't yam up Daniel.
Yo, they're bantering with Daniel, but they're literally petting them.
And then, like, he basically makes it out of the situation, in essence. And that's because of his faithfulness with God, like, there's loads of people, like, if they didn't have the type of connection that they had with God, they could have met a very, very different end, didn't it?
Definitely.
Let's say that Daniel was, like, lukewarm in it. Like, Daniel wouldn't have made it out of that situation.
It's very true.
Like, I'm thinking, like...
fear alone?
I don't think there's an example of the Bible that God's done that with someone that's, like... like, in terms of, like, a feat like that, with someone that's had like wavering faith. Like even when you look at like, for example, like Moses, for example, when obviously there were points that you could say Moses was like a bit wavery, mm-hmm. but at the point where like he parted the Red Sea,
wholehearted trust.
Like let's just look at that. Like he wasn't wavering. Like God had told him to do something, and he was doing it.
Go after that. When God told him to speak to the rock,
and he strikes it,
He was told to speak to the rock. That's why he basically reached
the. Yeah, but I'm talking. Yeah, but I don't think I can compare like water coming out of a stone to lions eating me. To be fair.
Like you can't, but like obviously you.
He
still has faith in God, but he disobeys God. Exactly. So the issue is, he still has faith in God, but it was a result of his disobedience.
Yeah.
You know what that says? Probably God would.
I see where the contention is. I feel like the test is always
God always matches the test to the person. Does that make sense?
Oh, so okay. God,
God knew that in theory. Moses' faith was at should have allowed him to
speak to that rock
because he wouldn't have given that test to
deep
him
it.
But at the end of the day, you've got to make a choice in it
literally
so
he strikes the rock in anger, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he chose to disobey, so exactly. It's like I always believe that's why God the text says that God will never give you more than you can bear. I feel like it's the same principle when it comes to tests. Any test that we have lives, it matches where we are in life.
And that verse specifically 100%. Has to do with temptation as well.
So in terms of like improving devotional life, like where does like a person start? Like, because, okay, me personally, I've heard, okay, boom. It's good to start in like, for example, like the Gospels, for example.
In terms of studying the Bible.
Or just in terms of like, that's a good place to start like a devotional life, because that's kind of where you do get to know Jesus. I'm not saying that Jesus isn't all aspects of the Bible, but that's like personal accounts of like Jesus and stuff in it. So I have heard that like the Gospels are a place to start, and that's not just from hearing, that's from like
what are the Gospels as well. For the people
that Matthew, Mark, Luke and John are the Gospels. So that's a good place just to begin, because even though they do like repeat themselves in other ways, there you can get stuff like unique stuff from each and every single one of them. So like John will have a different perspective to Mark.
I hear that.
So yeah, I would say that
is this like, for someone literally fresh out, like
it could be like someone stuck in a rut. Just start back there. Like
I agree with the stuck in a rut part, but in accords to someone fresh in faith.
You know why? Because of the parables, I would say.
That's true as well.
Okay, I'd say the parables are such like a sick place to start. Like, without using like YouVision or whatever it is.
YouVersion.
I had to look
closer.
Like,
is it YouVersion?
YouVersion. Without using YouVersion or anything like that, it's just a good place to start in the Bible. The parables, I would say.
See, what I was going to say is that obviously, as a child, like, you've always grown up with, like, Bible stories. So, I would start with, me personally, I would always get, like, someone, like, who's new to the faith to start with, like, the Bible stories, just to see, like, all the characters out there. And obviously, like, get to know God, who he is as a person, how he's helped these characters, who we've, like, learned as, like, a little kid. And then obviously go on to the big, the more deep, the more nitty gritty stuff.
But it just depends on it if that person's like grown up in church. If you're growing up in church, that's not really going to mean it. I would say the stories.
I need to go over some. Children's stories in church.
Yeah.
I'm like, because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I'm like, I rather forgot that happened with so and so.
Yeah.
I forgot.
But sometimes some of the stuff is hidden from you though as well, isn't it? I agree with Justin and I agree with Cameron.
I think if you have grown up with the background, if you've grown up with
the spiritual background or the church background,
with the white noise of the Bible characters, they may have been clear pictures in the past, but at this point they're like
just background thing.
Yeah, then I think if you've grown up with it, I think that the gospel is a great place to start. Ask myself, if you were new to the faith, where do you start if you... In my head, I would start... It's that thing of... I'd start by getting to know who God is, what he's like, through, like, from...
Genesis?
From the beginning. Because I'm thinking, yeah. So what's the... Oh, Jesus came. What's the... Like, he came for what's me. Okay, yeah. But, like... But why? Like, why did he come? Why did he come to die? And then, but when you see, yo, this world actually did not used to be like it is now. It actually used to be.
As far as like the whole mornings thing, if you're a morning person, that's great. I think everyone should be striving towards mornings because we do need to think about starting off our day with God. But don't make nobody tell you if you're comfortable if you're comfortable with afternoons and evenings at the moment, stay there and then just start improving your way to mornings, but at least try and pray in the mornings. And
I've never studied my Bible in the morning unless like I'm doing Sabbath school and I haven't studied and like and it's a desperate situation.
It's a Sunday.
But I think definitely pray. Like here's the examples. Jesus would always start his day like I'm trying to think what the words are, like basically early in the morning he'd be talking to God early in the morning. So like to me, starting with prayer in the morning I think is key. But I'd as you say, I don't know if I'd necessarily study a heavy like whilst I'm thing is we sleep so late, like we don't sleep at the times that they used to sleep then. When the sun went down, you went to sleep. So when you wake up, it's you're fully awake and that, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because man live in the first world, innit? Man's got light bulbs.
Wow. It's a bitch. Oh, my invention of C-8-ton light bulb.
I told you, stop doing that.
I love it, Alvin, don't stop.
Listen to what King Darius says. Oh, what he does. Oof, King Darius.
What does he say?
I'm trying to find it.
What does he say, Alvin?
He says, then the king... What does he say? Here is what he says. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel. This is Daniel 6, verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. The king believes that the God whom Daniel serves, not sometimes, but continually, will deliver him.
Mercy.
Oh, there's a song. But it's not actually it.
That's what I'm saying. So like, through Daniel's actions,
everyone gets to know.
Everyone gets to know, trust me. And it's one of them ones, again, like, I've said it before as well. Like, for example, like, certain faiths, they don't hide who they are, innit? I feel like sometimes we like to hide who we are.
Mercy.
I think the more we get comfortable in being like, for example, okay, we're all Adventist here, or Christian or whatever, the better witnesses you just naturally become.
Definitely. Basically.
Because like, what's the point in hiding it? Like, if you are, you are in it. Like, some people have SDM in their bio. I don't personally, but yeah. Some people do that, but
I don't know what I have in my bag.
Just have the cross.
Good enough.
I don't know. I think it's too much pressure.
I don't have a bio.
Justin doesn't have Insta.
I don't have a bio.
I think. I think what this all links to is in terms of devotionals is like faith, isn't it? Because you can't not have a devotional. If you don't have a devotional life, you don't have faith. The two don't come without each other. And I skim read literally Hebrews 11, and that's like a heavy verse. Like, read that, and you will find out what faith is and who like demonstrated it and how God works through certain people. Because it's like how God used Abraham and Moses, all these characters. And it's just that whole chapter.
You need to record that, you know.
It's amazing.
Such a meme.
What?
Nah, that was
the... Oh, they're head bumping.
They're head bumping.
Yeah. If you could, my if the, this podcast can't go visual for a while, man moves too loose.
We all need to pattern up.
Nah, I let them see us loose.
Ooh. And on that note,
wow.
Yeah, I just say Hebrews 11. Does anyone else have like a Bible verse or whatever, like to leave devotional with Hebrews, or you not think of one?
Nah, I can get one. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a song, but the song wasn't coming to me, so...
What's that? What's that from? Roll them off. Reel the ones off that...
I'm just going to...
The three most important ones.
For what? To encourage people?
To encourage people to start, like, a relationship with God.
Yo, Hebrews is mad.
It is Hebrews by is faith. Mad,
bro.
Hebrews but by look faith, at the first... Hebrews chapter 1 is a mad... Like, the whole book of Hebrews is incredible. Like, the whole Bible is incredible. But Hebrews chapter 11 is crazy.
Hebrews chapter 11 is heavy.
Look at how many times it says by faith. It starts by defining faith.
I said by faith in Abel.
By faith, Abel sacrificed.
Yeah.
By faith, Noah built.
Yeah.
Or builded, it might say. I don't know.
When warned about things not seen yet.
Yo.
And the thing is, all these people that he's naming had communication with God before whatever came.
Literally.
Whether it was like a flood or whether it was like their child being like offered up as a sacrifice.
Even though they don't see it, they just know they have faith
in you, bro.
What's even crazier is this. If you say you have faith, what does that mean?
Seriously.
Faith
is the evidence of things not hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
But
faith, no, faith is a faith is the substance of things not hoped for. The evidence of things
hoped for,
not hopeful.
Faith is the evidence of things hoped for.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hopeful.
The substance of things hoped for. Is
complete trust or confidence in someone or something.
So okay. So,
by the way, I don't have a Bible. So
based on,
I should know it.
Conviction rather than proof.
So. Say read that. That's not that. I disagree with that last statement.
Like, it said, this is the second meaning. It says strong belief in doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof.
I like the biblical version
because in the biblical definition, it talks about evidence.
it describes. Basically, in the Bible, that's where you get the proper definition because faith is literally the evidence for things that you can't.
Yeah.
No, and it's not talking about visual see, it's talking about in terms of maybe things that you can't prove, like empirically. Like, when I say empirically, I mean like, by like, you can't pour water into like a test tube and like it will just like blow up like every single time.
Faith.
Do you know what I mean?
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, faith is the tangible stuff. Of things hoped for. So things that we hope for are things of the future and heaven. That's the evidence, the tangible, the evidence of things not seen. To me...
I'm so sorry. I'm mad.
To me, that's things that are actual. So for instance, things that are actual.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah.
Is an evidence. Like the fact that God predicted things 300, 400... hundrereds of years before they happen.
God didn't predict it, but God
there's some things
happen.
That God has predicted which are soon to be are fulfilling now.
Yeah, definitely.
That is the evidence of things to come. Like they're things that definitely. God said ages ago this is gonna happen. Now they're starting to happen. That's the evidence of it. But what's my question was like, if you say you have faith, there's a relationship between like faith. Saying you have faith, it seems, from chapter 11, is one thing. You got to demonstrate it.
Mm. Have to.
To be the one guy who everyone is saying, what do you mean there's going to be a flood? So there's never been water on the earth before. There's never been rain, never been... water, sorry, that's stupid to say. There's never been rain on the earth before.
It's okay.
And there's a guy saying, and then God comes to you and says, "Oh, by the way, there's going to be this huge flood and deluge." And then you're like,
"And dropped it like
build
that, you know,
this massive thing," and then you have to think, oh, am I actually going to do that? And then people left, right and centre are cussing you. And you're like, you're and you still have to be doing it.
Do you know what it is though?
That's faith.
It's mad just by that alone. Just by like God giving him like the build of it.
Yeah.
It's like you would think that like, oh, there's going to be even more people or more animals.
Mm. Wait, hold up. Sorry.
You know what I mean? Hold
up. Just a plug. Wasn't there like an app that like some Adventist person like
it
made?
Was, yeah.
For devotionals, and I feel like
you've been an app store now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if it was a devotion. I feel like it was a
yeah, but
it was Bible study, same thing.
Yeah,
there's one called. Listen, there's a really good one that I love called called Audioverse.
Audioverse, yeah.
Audioverse. It's basically a massive collection of sermons, and it's updated, but like every week, mainly pastor speakers are updating it, and you can find great. Great stuff on it.
Yeah, but they should put it on Spotify because men aren't downloading because
they've got things. You know what it is?
That's the issue you guys.
I feel like I feel like us alone, like as in our faith, has like so much people with lots of potential out there who are doing lots of stuff and could essentially make things better or up to a standard where it's like more people want to access those things.
Yeah.
Obviously, because like our apps don't bang.
It's decent.
No, I'm not saying Audioverse. I'm saying about other things as well. Like, say if we had our own Bible app, like as in stuff like that, stuff that's getting like monitored. SDAs?
Do we have a Bible app?
SDAs.
I feel like we definitely do.
There's a developer. The one that I use, one of the ones I use.
Definitely do.
Do we? And it has like bands, like audiovision.
It's interspersed with Ellen White quotes as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, swear
so every, that's good. I rate that. But how's the layout? Is the layout banging?
It's sick. Although
then we're gonna cut
right
this part
now,
out.
I don't
okay.
use that one. I use one that's
then.
Strong.
You use Esword. No.
I use Esword.
Esword's wavy. What's Esword? It's basically like it's the Bible, but it's got like Strongs of everything, can it? Strongs are just
or Hebrew Greek.
Their original translation. Yeah. So basically, you can be reading the Bible, like for example. Let me just use a crude example. Water could mean something different.
And that like a
in Genesis.
Is it coordinate?
Yeah, concordance. It's basically
that's the Bible I like using still, that one with the concordance at the back.
Yeah, it's basically that.
Yeah.
So water could mean something in Genesis, but then could mean something different in let's say Hebrews, for example. Yeah. So you can
or
whatever. So you can get the true meaning of that particular verse in Genesis and get the true meaning of that particular verse in Hebrews.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Has anyone got any, like, tips for, like...
people do devotional.
What? Okay, so you've got your audio verse with...
Be intentional.
Devotionals.
That's my tip.
But also, like, you plugged, like, audio verse, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I plugged audio verse. I'm plugging the E.G. White 2 app. It's the blue one, not the dark maroon one.
Okay, cool.
Nah, the blue one.
You can listen to that. It's lovely.
Are you plugging that one as well?
Plugging that one. That's lovely.
Okay, it's cool. Yeah, so you've got that one.
Obviously, we've already said it, so mine's YouVersion.
YouVersion, my one
and
as well.
And I love the fact that with YouVersion, you can obviously do it with a person.
YouVersion 6 though.
So you can, like, comment...
Or if
discuss.
You want to be private, you can be private also.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Some of my plans are certainly private. But, yeah.
I don't hide
them,
anything, so...
The temptation ones, you know.
I've uploaded those ones on
Instagram. Everyone needs to see what I'm struggling
listen,
with.
Everyone is going through temptations. You better...
Certain temptations are a bit more creepy.
Nah, I don't know porn one on purpose or even a sex one on purpose. Just so people can see. You know what I mean? Or people wouldn't be afraid to, like...
That's
kind of hide it. Yeah.
You know what?
I think it's more.
You know
like,
what?
I don't mind my personal one.
A lot. As I said, porn takes up a lot of the internet. So
there's a lot.
40% of those are Christian. I know that for a fact.
Nah, there's a couple of mad ones that are convinced to use though. But like, obviously, I don't want to hide stuff. If I feel like if I was to hide it now, because I don't want people to hide stuff. I'm a practice what I preach. So obviously, like I want to make people feel like they can be comfortable in like pulling it out there what they're struggling with. Obviously, if you put it out there, then people can actually help you with it. rather than you helping yourself. You know what I mean?
I only want certain people.
Yeah, no, so. It's true.
Yeah.
Not
everyone.
I'm saying I don't mind. So
yeah, obviously, I get what Tilly for saying, because obviously there's certain things that you may need to study with a particular person.
Nah, definitely. But as long as people can, like, as long as people feel comfortable to even just speak to someone about it.
Yeah, of course. I would say, yeah, do devotionals with other people and other people, maybe your age, maybe not your age, because I find sometimes...
Be kept accountable.
Yeah, we can, like, okay, not just to discount, like, the older generation. Sometimes they are good in terms of, like, doing devotionals with, because those are the people that will get up and will pray.
Nah, definitely.
You get me? Definitely. And will, like, be, like, billing off your phone at, like, 7. And you might not want to answer, but it's good for your spiritual life to answer in it.
Also, they can correct you on, like,
thing where you go wrong.
Yeah.
Because there are times when I've read something or studied something.
They might have kids all around the world.
I think I've got it,
and I'm like, whoa. And then I'm like speaking to someone, and then they'll be like, oh, no, you got that twisted. It's not actually that. It's this. And yeah, I'll be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
but the best thing is they're putting you in that direction rather than just telling you, like, that's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's the right type of older people, not the ones that are like, that only speak to you when you're doing something wrong. Bun them people. We don't chat to them people. <Ra-ta-ta-ta>.
That's going to be the thing of the podcast.
That's true,
I love it.
Me personally, I feel like another thing. I feel like, obviously, we said Daniel, we were in the lions then. But obviously, if you go from Daniel from the beginning, obviously, like, the half of our situation, that was just one example, if you listened earlier on.
Woo!
And then you've got
Daniel 1:8.
Man, like. But you also got, like, when, like, they were eating the king's food, when they had to, like, make that choice. Not even make the choice. They were literally forced to eat the king's food. So it's like, you're eating this. But then Daniel obviously went to the king's side and was like, yo.
Yeah, he goes, like, to the king's. The chief of the princes.
Let's say personal assistant. And then, like, he literally said to him, yo, like, we're not used to eating this food. Like, so obviously
they're not even eating it yet.
They don't eat it at all. But, like, they literally go to him, like, yo, what's this on? Obviously they can see it, so they're like, what is this on the table? We're not eating this because we're not accustomed to it. It's not for us. So obviously that's when they make that. I want to say it was a bet. It wasn't a bet. They made this challenge, as in to basically say to the king, if you give us our dietary needs, we can show you that we can get A stars in all this test that you're going to give us. We'll be physically stronger. Like, when we go gym, we'll be banging out personal best bigger than them. And obviously, 10 days came and it was proved. Like, they were literally banging out. I'm going to say 250 where other people were banging out 70s and all of that. Getting A stars and the other ones were barely passing and getting C's, you get me? So it's just one of those ones, really.
Daniel 1:8. Huh. This is, yo.
Go on, this is one. Break it down.
Before I even read it, do what Daniel does here. Like, I'm not even, like, when, what I've realised is, if I plan to do something, or if I plan not to do something before the temptation or the opportunity arises, it's far easier to resist than... So, for instance, if there's an opportunity, if there's a job opportunity that comes, and tied up to it might be, I don't know, I'm working late a Friday evening. If already beforehand I've decided I'm not doing it, like, or this applies to everything. This applies to temptation. I might edit all this out. I'm just going to say the verse now. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And then God does something amazing. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. Anyway, and that goes on. And then what Justin described with the whole bargaining thing all takes place. But yeah. And even later with the three Hebrew boys, that... Yeah.
There's loads of stuff that in that, like, they were just prepared, like, from the get-go. Like, as Christians, we just need to be prepared beforehand, because trust me, there will be... Like, the thing is, okay, we said it before, like, we only run to God when there's certain situations that arise, but really, we should just be praising God and, like, loving... That's why we partly said music is part of devotion as well, because...
Of course.
In terms of like music, it helps you to focus, but it also helps you to praise as well.
No, definitely.
So, yeah, and give thanks. Give thanks when you're up, when there's... I feel like I'm up when I got a bag in my bank account, innit? For some rich people, it might be more, innit? But,
you need to...
GBP. Is it GBP?
Yeah.
English sterling.
Is it great? But for certain,
GBP.
Is it GBP?
Yeah, is it?
No, you're right.
It didn't sound right, you know.
Yeah. You're right.
Great pound.
Thanks, Cameron.
Great pound.
Sterling.
Back. Yeah. But you need to be praising God during those times as well. And just praise God when you get that house. Like, praise God in the good times.
Praise him in
advance. Keep praising him. Even when Job was in his highs, in his lows, consistent with it. His praise didn't stop of God. He kind of had like his little like moment or whatever in the story. But in terms of like his faith, God, he kept it solid still. I can't fault him, but yeah.
No, I have to say something still. For you, man, here working on like customer service in retail, trust me, bro. Keep a song in your heart, it'll literally go a long way. Like, when I've been on the tills, I've been literally humming a song to myself and I'm smiling at customers, bro. It's mad. Like, all the times that you just vex, you're just like, why am I here? When you keep that song, bro, it's like, yo, there's no fault to it. You just start smiling at people, like, it's nothing. I can literally walk on the street like I'm weird. You know what I mean? Like, people are looking at me like I'm always smiling. It's weird, but like in your heart, you're just like, yo, why am I gonna be sad? You know me? Because like, I got God. I got this.
That's why I don't like Christians who don't look like God is on their side.
It's true, still.
Sorry, it's not that I don't like the Christian. I don't like that some
Alvin,
Christians.
Behave, look man. Like... You don't like him, okay?
We don't chat to them people.
I don't like that some people walk like God is not on their side,
bro.
Even if you're going through it, and you know what? Trust me, Eric. You will be going through it.
Nah, definitely.
God is on our side. We live in trust. Seems like the sunshine. It's good.
No, I can't be saying that anymore. Because I sing like...
God is true. On our
side. Okay, remember to like, share... Subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe.
No, we said on the last one.
Remember to like, share, subscribe to the ting.
You caught me out.
I'm too fine.
Whoa.
You're gonna have me in this time. Whoa. No, you're in. Okay, so everybody, listen. What are you going to say? Final word on devotion. Let's try it.
Let's be consistent in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Nah, definitely.
No matter how you do it, like let's morning, like afternoon.
Come on,
as long as you get it, as long as you get it in once, twice a day, three times a day, whenever you get the chance, on the bus, while you're driving, there's no excuse.
Talk to him, talk to the
Use Lord. Us as your devotional, because you
talk
know,
to the Lord.
Starting point,
you get me? And obviously, like, there's certain apps and stuff that we've plugged in it, so like, yeah, they are
give them a shout.
So, yeah, that's it. And toodaloo,
yeah. Thanks everyone who's been listening.
Ta-ta.
It's been so good to see everyone who's listening. As in like...
Mad, we actually didn't sing today. Oh, it's crazy.
I know we didn't start with the
song. Nah, we're not going to start with the Sopranos.
But we can end with them.
I'm still scarred from last time. No, we can't.
Oh, you don't want to sing bass again?
Go on.
How does it start? I can't remember how to start.
Uh, In flop. You know what? We tried to make it natural and it's not natural.
It's not, no. It's natural the first time.
The podcast is ending here. And boom. And then you hear the...
It was ended before.
That's like, share, comment, subscribe. No, it's not YouTube. Really, follow us on Spotify. Follow us on
Deezer. What on Apple,
iTunes?
iTunes.
Google Podcast.
Google Podcast.
Share us on Instagram.
Tell a friend.
Us on Instagram.
Show us some love, man.
Yeah. After Sundown Podcast.
Whoa. Keep that in.
We is naked.
It's not. It's not even hard to say.
After Sundown Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye. Da-da-da-da.